From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. Two United States government studies of cell phone radiation have found a weak link to an increased risk of cancer in animals. But government officials and scientists are telling cell phone users not to worry. They say it is safe to use your mobile device. Earlier studies of cell phone users had found little reason for concern. The latest research took a close look at the effects of very high radiation levels in animals to answer some questions that could not be tested on human subjects. In one study, researchers left cell phones in an area with rats. The researchers say radiation from the devices may have been responsible for a small increase in an unusual form of heart tumor in male rats. Yet there were no big problems in female rats or in a separate study of mice. The Associated Press says the scientist could not find strong evidence for concern about brain tumors. John Booker is with the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. He was the lead writer of the report on the study. He told the AP he is not changing his cell phone use or asking his family to. Otis Browley is the American Cancer Society's chief medical officer. After reading the studies, he said, "I am actually holding my cell phone up to my ear." The rat and mice studies are not the same as real-life cell phone use, he noted. John Booker said the findings of the rare nerve tissue tumor found in the hearts of male rats does not mean humans should be worried. His agency carried out a $25 million study for the Food and Drug Administration, which quickly said cell phones are safe. Booker said average cell phone use is very, very, very much lower than what we studied. He told reporters the rats and mice were exposed to the radiation for 9 hours a day and for a period of up to 2 years. The radiation levels were so high that humans would only experience it for a short time. He said, "At best, it might be a weak carcinogen, if in fact it is a carcinogen." For some unknown reason, the rats exposed to the radiation lived longer than the non-radiated rats. Booker said that could be just chance, or it could be that the radiation reduced the risk of a rat disease. The program released early test results 2 years ago. The earlier report showed a small risk of increased brain tumors in male rats. However, the final results were unable to confirm that. The new rat study found evidence for increases in damage to DNA, brain tumors, and a few other cancers, but it was not clear that it was related to the cell phones. Evidence of DNA damage was seen in some tissues of some animals, Booker said. He added that he didn't have the evidence to comment on its biological importance. Still, it was surprising that the animals did experience other effects, even if they were not at high enough levels to be important, said Lika Kaifitz. She is an epidemiology professor at the University of California, Los Angeles. She is also the former head of radiation studies for the World Health Organization. "There is some concern that there is so much activity going on," she said. "But it's not like the sky is falling, a huge effect." The findings failed to satisfy those concerned about cell phone radiation, like David Carpenter. He is the head of environmental health at the State University of New York in Albany. He said the studies were not large enough to uncover some rare problems and that the findings about brain tumors cannot be dismissed. It's not anywhere near as dangerous as cigarettes, Carpenter said, but he added that there is a real danger from continual use of a cell phone. In 2011, a working group of the International Agency for Research on Cancer said cell phones could possibly cause cancer. But many studies over the years have found little evidence of a problem. I'm Jonathan Evans.